And you've been listening to Queer Ways here on KOOP Austin. I want to come in for a moment here. There has been a letter sent out to the members of KOOP Austin. And it's a letter from people who have, I found out since I caught it just this morning, are misquoting people that are trying to disrupt the station. Part of that disruption is because I am on the board of trustees at KOOP Radio. And part of that reason is because I'm gay. And they say a lot of stuff about this, but they keep pushing back to our mission statement that opens co-op to gays and lesbians and says the station will respect them rather than tolerate them, as if they had someone who told us we should say. We also go out to people of color, to working people, and to a lot of other people. And this board has opened the station up, and this board has allowed committees and organizations, I mean, groups to work within and to broaden the station. And these people who are complaining and don't have the right to come in and work on own committees dealing with these issues, and they refuse to do so. They have time to put out letters, and they have time to disrupt our one of the most valuable resources in this city and one of the most valuable media outlets in this country. We're leading this country in many ways and producing locally produced programming like the one you're listening to now. And I want to say to them that it's really, really sorry that you're writing to our listeners and our supporters to play your little game that's based on racism, it's based on sexism, it's based on feeling a privilege that's weakening under you. I also want to speak to you and say that as a member of Co-op Radio and as board of trustees member, our mission statement will stay in place. The gay and lesbian people will have a voice in Austin. The black people will have a voice in Austin. The working people will have a voice in Austin. And if that makes you feel upset and full, you may need to be able to go to another station. You may need to go to other places. And to the people who pay for our station and support us, I'm sorry that you have to be brought into this. It's not something these people could not have worked out inside the station. I personally have picked up and got 6 free mediation from one of the mediation groups in this town that loves our station so much that they gave these out to us. Not one of these people would sit down and mediate and have the mediator from outside the station. We get our legal representation has told us that what we're doing is very legal. We get that legal representation when we ask them how much they paid, and they say continue the programming you have here at Co-op Radio. And that will continue. And the gay people in this station, in this town, will have a voice. And you will not take us off the air. And you will not take off our Latin people. And people can come in and have station shows in Spanish. And you will not tell them that that language is wrong. And you should be speaking English. It's like several of the people signed that letter have stated to us. And the board. And got pissed when the board told them that the programmers at this station have a right to use what language they want to their communities. And just like they're not coming to us and telling us how the gay community should hear things. I want to restate that, and I want to restate that several people have already spoken to me to say that they were misquoted, that they're going to send them in. And I think I'm sorry to have to bring this up, but it is partially this is an attack on the gay and lesbian community in Austin through me, and I'm sorry that that has to be, but I'm not backing down, and I'm not backing down off of the principles I've worked for so long in this city, and I'm thinking coming through, and I'm not going to back off on the quality of programming that we can bring here to this station. And I'm not going to back off on opening media up to people who don't have voices in the media. And if that upsets somebody, obviously it does. And it's, that means we're working. We're celebrating. It should be a celebration that the Chronicle, Lewis Black, has editorialized against us. He's feeling the pressure that he's going to have to open up his publication to more voices and more people. That's what Co-op does. The pressure at the Statesman, we pressure this huge, huge multinational corporation into feeling upset about what we do here because we're successful, and we will continue to be successful. And I'm sorry, once again, that if you have been contributing money to a station or if you're an organization that's working on issues that you had that put in your mail, Co-op is here and for you, and that's why we're here and we'll continue to be here. And that's why this board was elected, and that's why this board is state-owned. And we are going to have a general meeting, and when that general meeting comes in, we want you to come. But we want you to come to be part of the celebration of Co-op, not to hear other people whine about their problems in their lives. Because we do have an agenda here, and part of that agenda is the gay and lesbian community, and I'll stick to that agenda. And listen next week to KOOP Radio for Queer Ways, 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoons. 4 o'clock on Tuesday afternoons, our other queer collective show hosted by Jose Horta. It'll be on HIV and our HIV program. And I want to really, really, really thank Jose, because Jose just got us a large funding for his show from the Elton John Corporation. Jose is a perfect image of what's so good about Co-op Radio. If y'all heard his expose, his interview with Jesse Jackson, where he nailed Jesse Jackson on issues dealing with AIDS, you know what quality of work we can produce. And at the same time, Jose is out getting this money. Jose paid the bills for Co-op Radio this week, him and Elton John, and we want to thank them. And I'm sorry I don't have an Elton John tape to play us out here, but stay tuned for the Punk Show with Cameron, and be up just a second.